This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. When billionaire investor Warren Buffett revealed that he had been diagnosed with stage 1 prostate cancer, the announcement reignited an old debate, and that was, why was an 81-year-old man screened for the disease? After all, it was just 4 years ago that a federal task force had recommended against the routine use of notoriously unreliable PSA testing in men over 75. But Warren Buffett also disclosed that he will seek radiation treatments in July, which is another controversial move, since experts say the long-term side effects of the treatment could be much worse than the cancer itself. And like many others, Laura Newman, author of the blog Patient POV, and a medical journalist who has covered prostate cancer for 15 years, Laura Newman was concerned that other men might follow Warren Buffett's example. So she was so bugged that on her blog, she listed 10 reasons why one of the world's richest men was making a poor medical decision. And Ms. Newman is here now in our New York studios to help us talk about that. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
What was so terrible about what he did?
Well, first I want to qualify that I don't know the specifics of his case. Right. I only know what hit the papers. And in general, there has been a movement away from treating particularly older men who really have little to gain in terms of longevity. The PLCO trial, which was a National Institutes of Health trial, showed that screening older men did not extend their lives at all. Mm-hmm. The treatments have some well-known problems. So my concern is that, he can pay for this himself. He's got all the money that anyone would want. But people pay attention to icons.
Right. But doesn't Medicare still pay for the screening tests even when you get older?
Yes, they do. It's going to take.
You think that's a bad idea?
Well, I think that this is a loaded topic. Mm-hmm. It's as loaded as it gets. You've got urologists who have been practicing treating prostate cancer and all things related to prostate cancer for, BPH and other things for decades. If you go to the annual meetings, they're focused on prostate. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, their careers, have something at stake unless perhaps they get involved in mm-hmm. urology that can really help people.
1-800-989-8255 if you'd like to talk about Warren Buffett's decisions and Laura Newman, who is here, of patient POV, point of view. But as I mentioned before, it isn't just the screening that's controversial here, is it? It's the seeking the treatment at his age that you have an issue
right.
with.
Right. I think some of the urologists are fighting back. Some of them claim that patients are demanding it, which I feel like the way the message is conveyed to patients has a lot to do with their choice.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that? If you don't have the screening and you don't have the operation, you're a dead man.
Yes, that's one way of putting mm-hmm. it. But if you make your living doing surgery or doing radiation therapy, you are vested in that. And in a sense, you may not get the best information, the most unbiased information.
Because I've heard commercials that basically say that. I remember listening to the radio here in New York and hear doctors advertising for that kind of situation. They say, you want this thing out immediately, that sort of hype on the commercial.
I think that it's pretty well accepted now that most men will have prostate cancer cells seen on autopsy. Mm-hmm. There's an abundance of information that's come out in peer-reviewed journals in the past few years showing that the PSA test seems to be over-detecting.
Especially in older people, you're saying?
Right.
So what about younger people?
Younger, there are lots of question marks as well. There are, many people who think that the PSA test in men who have no symptoms should be abandoned. But, you know, I wanted to backtrack to the treatment side, which you asked me about earlier. And that is that radiation, whatever kind it is, radical prostatectomy, often have sequelae that are not great. I mean, men have bowel problems. They can become impotent. They can become incontinent. You know, it took years for urologists who really handle prostate cancer to begin to even look at these quality of life issues. And I think that came from some younger urologists who really felt like this was very important.
Sure, but shouldn't I be given that option to take that risk if I want to?
You mean to have a surgery?
Surgery. If I believe I'm facing choice, why shouldn't I be given that option?
Well, you know, we live in a culture that actually treasures choice, but I feel that we're dealing with a healthcare system that is collapsing. And there are choices and there are choices. And why not put our limited healthcare dollars into health problems that can be managed well, where people will actually feel better and live longer?
Let's go to the phones to Bob in St. Louis. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Yes, I'm a physician. I think maybe she's painting the picture with too broad a brush. I think there's, you know, we've got to really zero in on individual cases. I just was listening, and I thought of a gentleman who was a close friend of mine. He was about 80 years old. I found a nodular cancer in his prostate on exam. Sent him to a urologist. The urologist said something that I find detestable. Well, don't worry about it. Something else will kill you before that does. And 2.5 years later, the gentleman had metastases all through his skeleton. And then they did procedures to try to keep his collapsed vertebrae from crunching his spinal cord and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, every case is individual. Now, I heard something on NPR about some new ultrasonic destruction type technique that in Europe, I think, that they're going to try here in the States. But, you know, each case is a little different.
Laura, what's wrong with Bob?
And if I had it, go ahead.
No, go ahead. If you had it, you'd want it done. You'd want it. Everything done possible.
If I had it, I probably would opt, just like women with breast masses. A lot of them will opt for a total mastectomy, even though the statistics say if you got a lumpectomy and radiation or something like that, you probably do just as well. But you know, doctors' wives have the mastectomies.
What would you do if you had the same thing you detected in yourself?
I'd really hunt around. I'd get about 3 or 4 opinions, and I would probably opt for something active.
Laura?
I think that it's very hard for people to think about not getting treatment because the entire healthcare system is built around treatment. And, you know, I've heard from men who have tried to join support groups and who have chosen active surveillance. And they basically tell me they kind of feel like they're not really welcome and they're like a fly on the wall because a lot of the support groups are talking about side effects of treatments, coping with incontinence. These are things that, if you're on active surveillance...
Is that the old watchful waiting phrase?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, watchful waiting. Now right. They call it active surveillance.
I've seen a lot of complications. I was an internist gastroenterologist. I've seen radiation bowel disease, things of that sort. I've also seen a bunch of people that I thought probably lived longer because they had active treatment. And, you know, it's, you know, and I know you said that at autopsy, I think 100 years ago, they used to say that at autopsy, 80-year-olds or 90-year-olds or whatever, it was something like 90% of them had had cells, had malignant cells in their prostate, or what were determined to be malignant cells microscopically.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bob. Let's go to the phones to Rich in Minneapolis. Hi, Rich.
Hi. How are you, Eric?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a 75-year-old who got into a discussion with my urologist at the VA because he wanted me to undergo a biopsy where I'm borderline normal on my PSA and I don't have BHP. And he got very, very upset when I told him I wouldn't have nothing to do with undergoing a biopsy due to the sequelae. It was really interesting.
So you're not fearful then? You don't want to have everything that could be done possible for you?
I'm 75 years old, and I'm on no medications whatsoever, Ira.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the point I think, Laura, you're making, if I don't want to put words in your mouth, is that they're at a certain age, you don't believe it's the literature and the advisement of the researchers is that don't have things done after a certain age, correct?
Right.
Well, the other factor in my behalf is the fact I'm a retired chiropractic physician, and I read the research.
So you have a little
so
bit
I pay attention.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you. We wish you well.
Thanks. Well, thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you, Rich. So your criticism, Laura, is not that people have the biopsy or they have the PSA test or they have the operation, but that there are certain age limits, and Warren Buffett represents a certain age group where most people say not to have that kind of stuff done. Is that right?
Right, right. I mean, that is really strong. Now, I do think that people who treat prostate cancer, they're kind of not in a great position now because the data is getting stronger and stronger. But, you know, if you look back in history, I mean, I remember when every woman was getting radical mastectomies, right. And then a landmark clinical trial came out and everything shifted to lumpectomies. Now, I imagine, I don't have the data in front of me, but I imagine there was plenty of resistance. You know, you women are going to kill yourselves, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
So,
well, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Laura Newman, who is a medical journalist, written about the subject, 15 years or more? Seen
yes.
All kinds of stuff. She's author of the blog, A Patient POV. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR.